Human rights researchers in Guatemala have launched one of the biggest detective projects in history. They are trying to understand the abuses in Guatemala's civil war. A mammoth warehouse discovered last year contains tens of millions of documents comprising the National Police Archive. The government first denied the records existed. Now those papers are expected to offer clues of the role of the police in the murders and disappearances during what that country calls its dirty war. NPR's John Burnett reports.
A portly, bearded human rights investigator leads the way into a dim concrete building that smells of dust and mildew. Through the doorway are visible towers of bundled documents.
La dimensión del archivo.
The dimension of the archive is truly gigantic, says Alberto Fuentes, assistant director of the project formerly known as the Recuperation of the Historical Archive of the National Police.
Alrededor de 80 millones de folios.
So they say there are 80 million pages of documents here.
Espacios, pequeños espacios del edificio donde también tenemos documentación.
So in every possible space, in every alcove, there are just stacks and stacks and stacks of these police records.
Entonces esto ha sido nido de ratas, de cucarachas.
When the police archive was discovered last summer, it was in frightful condition. Rats, bats, and cockroaches had made homes there. Rain blew in broken windows. It was like discovering some ancient tomb, and what they found was astonishing. A worker brings Fuentes a handful of file cards. On top is a black and white police photo of a frightened young man.
Mira, por ejemplo, esto es una ficha de identificación, dice Manuel.
Look, for example, this is an index card on a person, he says. It has the fingerprints of his left hand, his name, and his address. It says subversive activities. The date is January 9th, 1970. These people were killed. We have the information. One of the challenges is to find out what happened to these detainees. With millions of yellowed police documents, some dating back to the 1880s, human rights investigators will focus on the most savage years of the counterinsurgency. According to the Guatemalan Truth Commission, the years between 1975 and 1985 are when a majority of the estimated 200,000 war victims died, mostly at the hands of state security forces. The Swiss government has donated $2 million to the project. The records warehouse is now supplied with copiers, digital scanners, and Dell computers, and staffed with 70 employees wearing dust masks and tan lab coats. They clean typewritten documents at long wooden tables. A curly-haired 26-year-old university student named Mauricio Paniagua is asked why he took the job here at the police archive.
Descubrir cuáles fueron las causas por las cuales,
to discover why they killed my father, to know the truth. I passed the years of my youth always missing him, always wishing he was there. I want to know why they took him.
The director of the National Police from 1978 to 1982, during the height of urban political violence, was General Germán Chupina Barahona. Last month, a Spanish national court judge issued an international arrest warrant for torture, murder, and illegal detention against Chupina and seven other former security officials. The charge is considered more symbolic than enforceable. The general, now 85, lives in a walled residence south of Guatemala City, perfumed with flowering trees. During an hour-long interview, the wizened and wary old police chief insisted he treated his prisoners humanely and had very little to do with urban guerrillas in the first place.
Estoy aquí donde me ve, y aquí voy a permanecer.
I am here where you see me, and here I'll die. I'm not interested in what happened in the past, but fortunately nothing grave happened on my watch. Nevertheless, if they find anything delicate, they should take me to court. But I'm sure there's nothing they'll find.
The recuperation of the Guatemalan police archive has employed one of the world's preeminent human rights data analysts, Patrick Ball. His nonprofit company, Benetech, is located in Palo Alto, California. Ball has worked with truth commissions in a dozen countries, including El Salvador, Kosovo, and Sierra Leone. He's aware of other massive police archives, such as that of the East German Stasi and the Soviet KGB, but he says there's never been anything like the Guatemalan police archive.
This is by far the single largest cache of documents that's been made available to a human rights process in history.
The detective work is so difficult because the archive is so disordered. Researchers have to burrow through masses of bureaucratic paperwork, such as police pay stubs and invoices for new uniforms, before finding a picture of a bullet-riddled corpse.
The Guatemalans talk about the logic of the broom. Things were just swept together and tied up into bundles and stuffed into bags and then heaped substantially taller than I am in these mountains of bags of incredibly valuable information.
With so much potentially incriminating evidence, one wonders why the police didn't destroy the archive. For instance, the Guatemalan army laundered the records of its brutal presidential guard before turning them over to the Truth Commission. Carla Villagran is a lawyer in charge of the police archive project.
The police thought during all those years that they were doing the correct thing. If your job is well done, are you going to destroy your records? Of course not.
Human rights researchers have been reluctant to discuss their findings until they're ready to go public with compelling evidence of police misdeeds. But the government human rights ombudsman, Sergio Morales, who's overseeing the project, agreed to reveal one finding.
But what I can tell you is there are codes. We found documents coded by numbers, and we found the translation. Within these codes are the words kill, abduct, disappear. Therefore, these are indicators of what there is.
At the most, human rights workers hope to unearth specific crimes by the police, such as their involvement in the storming of the Spanish embassy in 1980, in which 39 protesters were burned alive. At the least, it's hoped the archive will clear up unsolved murders. Morales says he hopes to be able to match fingerprints of police detainees with some 3,000 unidentified corpses that were fingerprinted at the city morgue before being interred in paupers' graves.
Today, with these fingerprints, we hope to be able to finally compare and find out where they are in the cemetery.
Time is of the essence. The ombudsman's term expires in a year and a half. Researchers expect to make their first public revelations from the Guatemalan National Police Archive later this fall. John Burnett, NPR News.
John lived in Guatemala City during one of the bloodiest periods of the armed conflict. You can read his reporter's notebook at npr.org.